Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Wednesday, September 25th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Maloff, here. Welcoming into the studio right now, our great friends from the ODC. We have Lisa Rouse with us, Public Relations and Fund Development Manager over at the ODC. Lisa, good to see you. Thanks for being here.
You as well. Thank you.
We got a lot to talk about today because there's a lot of great things going on over at our ODC. I do want to thank you for not only being in with us today, but thank you and all the good people over there and all the good work that they do in this community. And we got a fun one to kick things off, a free community exchange that is happening at the ODC. What can we tell people about this?
Right. We were going to call it a garage sale, but it's not a sale because we're giving everything away. There was one of our interns came to us and said that she just saw a need with some of the people that she worked with. And she said, if there's a need there, there's probably a bigger need everywhere. So let's open it up to the public to donate items that they want to get rid of or need to get rid of, and then offer those items that have been donated and give them away for free.
It's a beautiful idea. It's a beautiful event. And then to actually pull it off.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that is a challenge.
I
can only imagine the logistics and the amount of different things behind the scenes that got to happen in order to get to this point.
Yes.
So first, I want to thank you and your team and all the community members that donated items and everything, because that doesn't happen without all of those factors.
I agree.
And then here we are, where we're at this moment. We get to have this event.
Yeah.
And I don't need to sign up for a rewards program. I don't need to hit a QR code.
No.
I don't need to jump through hoops.
You don't.
None of that. I mean, nowadays, that's just a gift right there.
Absolutely.
This is something that the ODC does time in and time out, where they see a community need. They hear from the community. They see something. And honestly, it just my opinion, go above and beyond and step up in an area that I don't know that anybody was expecting you guys to, that that saw, oh, well, where's the ODC doing on this topic?
Right.
You know, that's not necessarily what, you know, but you do. Nonetheless, you go above and beyond. Nonetheless, the ODC does. And this makes us love and appreciate our ODC all the more and the good work that's being done over there.
Right.
Now, this event itself, the items have already been donated, so we're not looking for new items
not
for that
or anything. I got to tell you that the response from the community was overwhelming. The entire back of our warehouse is full. Just all we did was put out a call on Facebook. That Facebook post got shared 286 times.
Wow.
And the community showed up and brought us so many great things. It's overwhelming when you see that people see a need and want to meet it.
Mm-hmm.
So we had only 2 days of drop-offs and one evening from 4 until 6, and our entire back of our warehouse is full.
Yeah, shout out to this community.
Yeah, great outpouring. You're right, people want to help, and you're right, we weren't expecting to do this. We decided to do it. We put out a call. The people responded, and here we are. We'll be starting to do a giveaway tomorrow.
And that's so cool. And we'll get into the details of where you can go to find this and everything in a moment. When it comes to the type of items people can expect there, we are talking about items that are brought over, donated.
Yep.
Keep that in mind, certainly.
Correct.
But also keep in mind, everybody, I understand if you guys don't know this out there, some of our older members or people in my age range or anything like that, I only know it because I work with young people all the time.
Sure.
This is one of the cooler things you can do nowadays.
Yeah.
Is not only repurposing things, but repurposed clothes, thrift stores, these kind of things. That's where kids are going now for back to school shopping and all that. Like, that's the hip thing now.
And
by using the word hip, I've showed how old I am and that I am not cool. But you could be cool by getting these items and actually doing this. Like, this is a big part of the push going forward here.
It really is.
The younger generations get this. We've got enough stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to be making more stuff.
I agree.
We need to be repurposing the things that we have. And this event does all of that while also getting needed items to people that need them.
Correct.
Like, talk about a win-win kind of situation.
It really is.
And all of this, and we get to highlight the ODC.
Right.
We get to talk about the cool things that are going on over there, the great people that are over there. Just a win-win-win for this community. And you mentioned, Lisa, that this event is kicking off tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow we start at 9 a.m. It goes from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. If you ask our PR director, she will say if there are people there, we will not close down. So open for the community to come and look. We have a lot of clothing. we have a lot of household goods. So your kitchen items mm-hmm. and dishware and small kitchen appliances, stuff like that. A lot of outerwear for winter, which it does not feel like it right now, but will be upon us soon.
Oh, yeah.
Shoes, just pretty much anything you imagine. The only thing we did not take in is anything like electronics, computers and whatnot, and furniture.
Okay. Oh, good to know. Good to know with those. And where is the event taking place?
So it's right at ODC. Our warehouse, the garage door will be open. We will have carts outside because, of course, we have great weather right now. So there'll be places for you to look outside on our carts with all of our clothing. So it's at 1191 Huntington Avenue. And again, it's in our warehouse area.
And along with all of these things, while we're encouraging you to show up to this event and take some items home, you are encouraged to bring some, if you can, for the resource shelf.
Yeah, so we have Ashley, who's in our PR department, a project that is very near and dear to her heart. We have resources available in our mental health clinic, and it's for people that just need, we have a pantry for food. We have diapers for the littles, for the kids, things that people that are just expensive right now, mm-hmm. that they can just walk in, no pressure, don't have to even talk to anyone, open up that resource pantry and take what they need. Mm. We have kits for men. We have kits for women, just those things that bathroom needs and whatnot. All of that is just there. And it's a project that's very near and dear to our hearts, and we'll be looking for those items as well.
Again, you get me speechless, and I got to talk for a living here. It's not good. It's not good radio,
but
I can't help it because I hear those kind of things, and I'm already the audience is known by now. I've interviewed the ODC enough. I'm biased. I love the ODC, and I make no bones about that. But then I hear things like this, and it's not just that you're reminded of how much you appreciate the ODC. You're reminded of the things in the gray areas in our community that don't get touched on often.
Right.
That so often it's our nonprofits that step up and cover those areas, mm-hmm. like what you guys are doing with a program like that. I want to make sure that not just myself, but our radio stations champion that. After off air, I want to get a couple notes from you on that so we can remind people about that exists and how they can add to that if they'd like to. So we'll talk, Lisa, a little bit more off air about that. But what a great program.
It is.
A shout out to everybody over there. And I'm sorry, whose program is this?
So Ashley.
Ashley, thank you.
Our PR department, she really keeps a close eye on that, puts the call up when there is a need out on Facebook. And again, I'm always amazed at the response that people give when they see that need.
Yeah, shout out to her and the whole team over there, everybody working on this, and the community for stepping up like they do. Again, the free community exchange is happening at the ODC in Wisconsin Rapids at 1191 Huntington Avenue. This is open to the public. All are welcome. Come and shop for clothes and home decor items for free.
For free.
And this is going on, as you said, Lisa, tomorrow from 9 to 6 and also on Friday, it looks like.
Yep, from 9 a.m. until noon. But again, if there are people there, we will keep it open. So come and get stuff if you have a need.
We're speaking with Lisa Rouse, Public Relations and Fund Development Manager with our ODC. And Lisa, another thing that I should mention, I love the ODC. I'm a little biased when it comes to that, and I am a huge Halloween guy. I'm sure that's shocking to you. Maybe a little bit. But no, I love Halloween, love talking about Halloween, and we get the chance to do that right now because you guys are going to be doing something kind of cool in that warehouse when it comes to Halloween.
Yeah, so we're going to clean out our warehouse after this event, and we're going to switch gears and get ready for Halloween.
Yeah.
Last year I had just started with ODC when they held this free haunted house. So I was maybe like a week in and I got to help decorate and set up. And I went, oh my goodness, like this is part of my job. How cool. They didn't know what to expect. First year out, a free event open to families. And we had over 2,500 people attend in the two nights.
Yeah.
Like, pardon the pun, but it was a little scary.
Yeah.
You know, you welcome the public in, and then we just didn't know.
Like, literally every person in this community showed up pretty much.
Great.
Like,
it was great.
The next day, Seth and I were doing the morning show together. He comes in, and first thing out of his mouth, he always says good morning or something. Not mm-hmm. even close. He's like, man, that haunted house was amazing.
Yeah.
They just went on and on about it. You guys really did a great job with this.
Yeah, it was really fun. We had 2 days to set up. not sure how we pulled that off, except that so many people at ODC are just willing when they see that, again, there's a need, we need to do this event, and we're just going to do what it takes to make it happen. Listened to a lot of feedback last year. It was very interesting. I was at the door and watched all these littles come with their costumes and their little buckets, and we're looking for maybe more of a trick-or-treating experience, and we did not have that for them. So we switched gears this year and really listened to what people were looking for, decided to expand it, which again is a little scary, and we're going to have two experiences this year.
Cool.
So we're going to run people through the same part that they did last year, but there's a point where they're going to come to a crossroads and they will have a choice. And they can either take the chicken lane, which is more for for the littles, for kids, and maybe those parents, because I've even had some reach out that say, I don't like scary stuff. Do I have to do the scary one? No, you do not. They can go through the chicken lane, which is more trick-or-treating style, carnival, and then a sensory lab, the mad scientist lab, that they'll get to do some sensory things before they go out.
Such good ideas.
Yeah.
Now, this is, as you mentioned, an ambitious project.
It is.
And something that isn't necessarily in your guys' wheelhouse, but has become a part of your wheelhouse.
You've had to.
and you have done a great job at that, but we want to be able to help with that any way we can as a community, like we always do with our nonprofits and especially our ODC. So we can actually help with this, Lisa.
You can. So what we did, because we're creating two experiences, one for the kids, and what we really need, because they're going to be doing carnival games, is we need bags of candy as prizes. Those are going to be our prizes for all the different games, and so bags of Halloween candy would be super helpful for that area. Also, a really strange thing that we're looking for is pool noodles.
Yeah.
We're a little out of season for that, but if anybody has pool noodles, if they could drop those off at ODC, that would be great. However, we are also running the scary part through our warehouse. And it's going to go through our production area and through the warehouse. And in order to pull that off, there are some specific things that we need. We have a whole list on our website. If you go to odc.com and then click on events, the Haunted Warehouse 2024 is on there, and there is a list of needs. But there's things like caution tape, black plastic sheeting, spider webs. If anybody can bring in spider webs. There's just things that we need to create those paths through the warehouse so that nobody goes off of them and we keep everybody safe.
Orange and purple string, beef netting, plastic spiders, as you mentioned there. Gently use Bluetooth speakers. I know for a fact there's some people out there that have extras of those that they're not using anymore. A lot of these, when it comes to these items, while that we want them to be in good use, they don't have to be perfect.
They don't
have to be pristine.
Nope.
That's it. And actually, sometimes it may add to the decor, the macabre, about that. You know your house, you know what you have, and you know if you have extras of things or things that you're just not using anymore. So reach out to the ODC and see, well, hey, I have this thing. Could you use this? I think that's an idea, too.
Absolutely. They can reach out to me, and I have had several people reach out to me saying, I have this. This is something that you might be able to use. And it's not when you look at our list that we have, including our Amazon wish list, there are a lot of things on there. But we're looking at doing this every year. So we want to not just rely on the public, but we want to build our own inventory.
Yeah.
So that's part of what we're looking for. So please reach out.
And that speaks to the spirit of the ODC, the striving for independence, the working towards independence. And oftentimes what we need, not just members of the ODC, but our own community members, myself, plenty of us out there, oftentimes we want to be able to do that. And all we need to be able to do that is just a hand up, just an extra help, a little bit here or there, and we'll take it from there.
Yep.
And that is the clients at the ODC, that is so many people in our community. It is really the spirit of what the ODC does. No pun intended with that, but this event, doing this while you're adding to this event with these items and everything, and then you get to show up there and take in the event and see your item in the warehouse and all this stuff. All of that not only feels good, but can remind you of the work of the ODC and the work that we really all have as a community.
Right.
Oftentimes, the I'm not surprised as I get older by people's interactions with the ODC and wanting to be involved with it in any way they can, volunteering, donating items or anything. Because I think when it comes to the clients, when it comes to the staff there, it is relatable. Mm-hmm. There is a relatability. And I don't think I would have noticed that as a kid. Mm-hmm. How would I feel relatable to somebody going through these issues or something? Yeah. But we find more and more that, I know that I don't know exactly what they're going through, but I can empathize with it, or I'm going through something similar. Yeah. So it's not surprising to see so many people in the community want to be a part of things at the ODC and help out any way we can. Mm-hmm. And especially when you got cool events going on, like the Haunted Warehouse coming up.
Yeah.
Let's tell people about that and when that is going to be run.
So the Haunted Warehouse is a free family event. It's coming up on Friday, October 18th. It starts at 6 and goes until 9:30, and then we're going to repeat it again on Saturday, October 19th from 6 until 9:30. We will have a strict cutoff at 9:30. We do not want to keep our volunteers way later. It's a very long day for them. So we will have a strict line cutoff at 9:30 for people going through.
Is this an event that you have to register for or anything?
No. Nope. Oh, cool. All you have to do is show up. We will require that you agree to the rules before you go through, especially the haunted areas, that you stay on the paths, that you follow those rules. There's no roughhousing, that kind of thing. So we will require you to agree to the rules before we send you through. But otherwise, it is free and open to the public.
And when you say open to the public, we really mean everybody, because maybe this is fitting with the ODC, but we don't see this often enough where you guys are all-inclusive, it's wheelchair accessible.
Yep, so we will have, we did this last year, and we are going to do it better this year. Always trying to figure out ways to do it better, but all-inclusive for wheelchair accessibility. We will fast track those, anybody in a wheelchair. We had people on crutches last year, just with some physical limitations. We will fast track you through, so you're not standing in line for an hour, hour and a half, and get you through. And then we make sure all of the paths are wide enough and everything is accessible for those people. And it's special because most haunted houses don't allow for that accessibility, and we want to make sure that everybody can enjoy the spirit of Halloween.
It's another added cool part of this event. This is for the whole family. Are you going to have a food truck down there for the event?
Yeah, we had a number of food trucks reach out to us. Cool. They were excited to partner with us. So Wisco Grill will be there, Rocky Rococo's Pizza, and then Trippy Treats. That will be in our horseshoe. And then we have partnered with Premier Rental to use their parking lot again. And they, of course, the food truck lot over there, they have been great. And they will also have some over there as well.
And Lisa, you guys are putting this on, these events, the community, free community exchange, the Haunted Warehouse, to, you know, thank the community, to show the community how much you guys appreciate it. But I hope the audience knows that this is our chance to show you guys as well how much we appreciate you by showing up to these events on our social media pages, sharing these events, making sure that other people see them, and making sure that they are well attended.
Right. And again, I will throw that out there. It's a little scary not knowing what to expect. You want to do things and serve the public right. So it's a little scary when you just don't know what to expect, but we really want to do a good job for everybody and have them show up and enjoy it.
And it really shows. Mm-hmm. It really shows that you guys do that. Certainly as we're wrapping up here, got about a minute or so left, items that are needed, whether as we touched on items that were needed for the Haunted Warehouse, but certainly could always use things for other projects as well over at the ODC. So want to make sure, is there anything noteworthy or really at the top of mind that we could use over at the ODC that our community can help with or anything?
If you watch our Facebook page, we will always put notices out there. So that's a really good place to interact with ODC.
Keep in mind, there's always Ink Splash and Milkweed Market and so many other great things going on over at the ODC. I'll be at Milkweed Market soon. My mother has a birthday at the end of the month. That is the only place I can get her birthday items. Have to show her a receipt.
Yep.
Like, did you get it from Milkweed Market? Because she wants it from there. So I'll be over there real soon, and I'll meet you all there. Lisa, if people have follow-up questions, want to know more about some of the things we talked about today, how can they get a hold of you?
I would suggest shooting me an email. It's LROUSE@ODC.com. odcinc.com.
The free community exchange at the ODC in Wisconsin Rapids takes place at 1191 Huntington Avenue. This is open to the public. All are welcome. Come by and shop for clothes and home decor items for free September 26th from 9 to 6 and September 27th from 9 to noon. And of course, keep in mind that the Haunted Warehouse is coming up in October. We'll talk about that as we get closer to it. And we have the ODC in again real soon. Lisa, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you, everybody. It'll be right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.